The 2015-16 NBA season began this week. The Golden State Warriors are hoping to defend their title. The Wall Street Journal's Ben Cohen has written about an off-court competition among NBA teams that is also underway. Team executives describe it as the most intriguing arms race in professional basketball. Ben, what is this arms race and why is it suddenly drawing so much attention?
It's trying to keep the players as healthy as possible. Executives, coaches, players across the NBA have really come to realize that who is playing on your team at the start of the season is actually far less important than who's going to be on the team at the end of the season. It's something that can decide who's going to win the championship. In fact, you can make a pretty good argument that it did last year, and player health and injuries and injury prevention has become a battleground across the league, as pretty much anyone with a stake in the game is doing basically all they can to try to figure out why there are so many injuries in today's NBA and what can be done about it.
You note that there has not been a spike in total number of injuries. What has changed?
So the people who have studied the data say that what has really changed is the number of traumatic injuries. To a lot of the league's superstars, the people who, when they get injured, we actually remember at key times of the season. So, for example, you had, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers last year in the finals. I mean, there are sticks of butter that were healthier than the Cavaliers by the end of the season. Meanwhile, you had the Golden State Warriors on the other side who, of course, became the champions, but they were among the least injured teams in the league.
Were they just lucky, or were they doing something that other teams weren't doing to keep most of their players relatively healthy?
So I think their health was part luck and part strategy. So I think you have to get lucky to be healthy in the NBA, and I think that anyone involved with the game would tell you that. However, when the Warriors hired Steve Kerr last season, one of the things that he brought with him was this really progressive approach to rest. So you had someone like Steph Curry who, you know, in the 2 years before last season, averaged 36.5 minutes per game and 38.2 minutes per game. Last year, in Kerr's first season, Curry averaged 32.7 minutes per game, so way down. It was the lightest load of any MVP in NBA history, and it was among the healthiest seasons that he's ever played.
Spurs coach Greg Popovich famously, back in 2012, sat four of his top players for a game so they would be rested for later on. And, of course, the blowback from that was, hey, I bought an expensive ticket. I didn't get to see the guys I wanted to see play. Is there any sort of response to that?
It's kind of crazy to me that that only happened 3 years ago, because it was so counterintuitive and in some ways controversial at the time, and yet almost every smart team is doing that now. They've realized that you need to rest your players at points during the season and potentially sacrifice some regular season wins for benefit in the postseason.
The NBA is tweaking the schedule, cutting down on the number of back-to-back games to try to help players get more rest. But since money is the ultimate object in this business-oriented league, they're not going to cut the number of games, are they?
Not currently. I think what you would see first is they would cut the number of games in the preseason because these players are so well conditioned now that they probably don't need an 8-game preseason. And when you cut the preseason, you can spread out games in the regular season a little bit more.
Final question. Is all of this business we're talking about unique to basketball? Because it would seem to me that this would be true of any sport. If your team is relatively healthy when it matters most, you get into the playoffs, you get to the championship, you have a tremendous advantage.
I think that's certainly true. I think the one thing that might separate basketball a little bit is that one transcendent player in basketball can make such a huge difference. If you're an NBA team, you want to do everything you can to make sure that the two or three superstars on your team are as healthy as possible, because whether or not they're on the court could be the difference between whether or not you win a championship that year, whether or not you have a job the next year. There's a lot on the line for these teams, and keeping them healthy has become a priority because of that.
So if you buy one of those expensive tickets to go see an NBA game, you cross your fingers and hope this isn't the night that they're going to rest the superstar.
Or the night that superstar gets injured.
Well, that's an excellent point. Excellent point. Ben Cohen is a sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. You can link to his piece, The NBA Wages a War of Attrition, at onlyagame.org. Ben, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill. It was a pleasure.